Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Creepy, confused Democrat masquerading as a Republican. Yeah. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she will not approve or vote for any of Trump's nominees unless they are fully vetted by the FBI. Because, you know, so many of them might be Russian agents, as we know. Mm-hmm. Yep, so we cannot have them. We can't. They're all national security threats, and we cannot have them in place unless they've been fully vetted by the lie, by the FBI. So would that be the same FBI that made up the Russia collusion hoax? Yeah. Hid the crimes committed by the Biden family, including millions of dollars in bribes from the Chinese Communist Party. You know, as documented on that laptop, hid that. Covered up the crimes. Interfered with the investigation. Outright persecuted and harassed the IRS agents who wanted to go after the Biden family, not just Hunter, for money laundering, bribery, and tax evasion. You're seeing Hunter charged with just some of that now. He's facing trial. Yeah, well, that should have been years ago, except it was covered up by who? The FBI and the Department of Injustice. So that's who Murkowski says has to vet. Thoroughly vet every Trump nominee because they're too much of a national security threat. This woman is a Republican, or so we're told. What is going on here? Well, you can see, number one, who the deep state has compromised on. You can see who fears that. There's no way that anybody with above room temperature IQ thinks the FBI is a good agency who's just looking out for America. You know they're evil. You know they're corrupt. There's no way a woman at that level has missed that. There's no way a woman at that level has missed the news that broke 2 weeks ago. They had the Hunter Biden laptop and thus evidence of all the money laundering on it, the tax evasion, the bribery on it since 2019, hit it for a full year to get Biden into office. That's who she wants to go dig through Tulsi Gabbard's personal information. You know why? So they want to find compromise on him. That's why she wants them to have to turn over access to everything to the FBI, which will immediately go to work finding compromise, anything embarrassing, and they will then leak that to the Democrat Party. So that and Republicans like Murkowski, who are just confused Democrats. Thank you, Alaska. What were you thinking electing this woman? And that's what will happen. So they want to get good and inside the lives, the financial lives, the personal business, the texts, the emails of these Trump appointees so they can ruin them, is what she's saying. You got to let the FBI destroy you with a background check. In other words, you got to give them the keys to the castle. You got to let them in knowing everything you've ever done will be leaked to the Democrat Party for use against you. This is, folks, and we don't know. I still have my doubts as to whether any Republican, Trump or otherwise, can actually take control of the FBI and the DOJ. But Lisa Murkowski is going to stand in the way. Over the weekend, they went to work on Tulsi Gabbard. Again, this time they sent out Tammy Duckworth, who's a senator who served in the military just like Gabbard did, to flat out accuse her of being a Russian agent. Now, as I play this, remember this, okay? The only people who think Russia collusion is real, who still think it, are the viewers of CNN and MSNBC, ABC and CBS. Everybody else knows it's fake. It was debunked by the Mueller report. There is no Russia collusion. It did not happen. There aren't even Russian bots. The FBI lied about that too. So understand, when you're saying she's compromised, these are the same people who lied to you about Russia collusion. That's not real. It didn't happen. So they're just tacking Tulsi Gabbard onto a bigger lie.
Your fellow Democrat, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, called her, quote, likely a Russian asset. Now, you and Tulsi Gabbard are both veterans. You served with her in the House. What do you think of her?
Well, I think she's compromised. I think by going to Syria and basically backing brutal dictator there.
That's not what she did.
The U.S. intelligence community has identified her as having troubling relationships with America's foes. And so my worry is that she couldn't pass a background check.
Okay. Meanwhile, John Kerry, during the Trump administration, is telling Iran, we're your friends. Don't worry. Hang on. Don't cooperate with Trump. We'll help you when Biden gets in office. And they did. $200 billion plus worth of sanctions relief and flat out cash oil money. $16 billion to Iran. And then they used it to fund terror. That's okay. To Tammy Duckworth. That's good. No, going ahead, cutting deals with the enemy, violating the Logan Act, that breaks the law. She's cool with that. But no, Tulsi Gabbard once said something questioning our policy toward Russia. Ergo, she must be a Russian agent. Makes total sense. Anyway, here's one of the audio clips of the weekend. It was top 10 in the country, so I'm glad people are getting this information. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen defending Tulsi Gabbard. She would, by the way, be in the number one intelligence position in the country and really on earth, director of national intelligence. She would see it all, CIA, GSA, NSA, FBI. She would be over all of it. And they're freaking out, which means she's exactly who needs to be in that position. Here's Senator Mark Wayne Mullen defending Tulsi Gabbard.
Tulsi Gabbard is still Lieutenant Colonel in the United States Army. She commands the reserve unit here in Oklahoma and Missouri. If she was compromised, if she wasn't able to pass a background check, if she wasn't able to do her job, she still wouldn't be in the Army. And so Tammy is absolutely dead wrong on this, and she should retract those words. That's the most dangerous thing she could say, is that a United States Lieutenant Colonel and the United States Army is compromised and is an asset of Russia. It's actually sad to hear her say that. When I heard her say that, I thought, I wonder if this is political, because she's upset that Tulsi Gabbard left the Democrat Party because they went woke. Because I know they actually got along when they were in the House, and she knows Tulsi Gabbard. She knows her heart. She has a heart to serve. And so I think that's probably more politically motivated than it actually has any truth to it at all.
Okay. At the time that Tulsi Gabbard met with Assad, who presides over Syria, Trump and Putin had partnered to destroy the ISIS caliphate that was plaguing Syria. The fighters had been trained by the Pentagon and the CIA in Jordan. So they had been armed, they'd been trained, they were setting up camp. Democrats love this. Putin, Trump switched sides, left the Pentagon and the CIA in the dust and said, no, I'm going to destroy the caliphate. Joined forces with Vladimir Putin, and they did. That was the period then that Tulsi Gabbard went into Syria. Now, remember, Hillary Clinton and then the Democrats wanted to preserve the ISIS caliphate because they went to all the trouble of training the fighters. They were super excited about it. So remember, Hillary wanted to put U.S. jets, military jets in the air to go to war with Russia to protect the caliphate. This is why they hate Trump. Trump said, no, we don't need a caliphate. We'll go ahead and blow it off the face of the earth. And as the vermin ran from the caliphate because Putin was killing them, Trump Moab'd them. Remember when Trump dropped those Moab bombs? They're designed to go deep inside the earth into cave systems and blow away anything that hides there because they were hiding in the earth in caves. That's how much on the run Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump had these ISIS terrorists. Again, armed and trained by our CIA in Jordan. They were going to use them as a proxy army. They thought it was really cool because no one wants to fight for them anymore. And Trump and Putin came along and overturned the apple cart. That's why they're so angry, because Trump essentially changed sides from pro-ISIS, pro-jihadi to anti-jihadi and destroyed the caliphate. So it was during that time that Tulsi Gabbard went to Syria. In other words, during the time when we were on the side of Syria and we were on the side of Bashar Assad and we were on the side with Putin of, hey, we're going to all destroy the ISIS caliphate. We can agree on that. We don't need it there in the Middle East on the border between Iraq and Syria. That was the period where she went, where we were actively fighting terror instead of arming and training it, as the Democrats have been wont to do. So that, if you wonder what all this is about, they're still mad at her for that. It was a fact-finding mission, by the way. It was a diplomatic mission. It wasn't to praise Assad or anything like that. By the way, Putin and Trump destroyed that caliphate 35,000 strong in just 9 months. John Kerry and Barack Obama said it would be with us for decades. Turns out that wasn't true. And they're still mad about it today.